रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 23 तारा'स लैमेंट्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. शी सेट हर फेस अगेंस्ट दैट ऑफ हर बिलव्ड नाउ नो मोर अमंग द लिविंग गेज्ड एट हिम विद इनफिनिट टेंडरनेस एंड सेड लॉर्ड ऑफ माय लाइफ You would have none of my advice, and here you lie on the cold earth, amidst dirt, dust, and flinty stones. Verily, she is dearer to your heart than my poor self. Do you call it just, do you call it kind, to clasp her in loving embrace right before my eyes and no word for me? O matchless hero, doer of deeds that others dare not even dream of, Had cruel fate in store for you the supreme disgrace that you should be defeated by Sugriva, who was kicked by you within an inch of his life and fled in dire dismay? That very Sugriva is now lauded with the marvel of prowess. Monkey heroes, mighty armed, stand round you and join in wild laments with your beloved boy Angada and my poor self. Yet our piteous cries fail to reach your ears. Did malicious fate reserve for you this crowning insult that you should lose honor and life on the very spot where no foe stood up to you and lived to tell the tale? A serpent is always the fate of the charmer. Even so, fight, your favorite pastime, has brought you to your death. Warrior king, generous to the extreme, noblest born, madly fond of war and battle, more precious to me than life itself. Had you the heart to indulge me in everything that fancy or whim could desire, and place me high before the world, only to cast me down as a sad thing? No wise man should marry his girl to a warrior or a hero. Here do I stand, a lesson for all time. The wife of a warrior invincible, now a despicable widow ruined in every way. My pride is shattered. Happiness here and hereafter is but a name. But the shoreless and stormy sea of misery and grief is ever present and drags me down into its abysmal depths. I ween that my heart is made of adamant in that it shatters not to pieces even at the sight of my Lord laid low in death. You are the husband of my choice that clasped my hand in holy wedlock. You are my protector, my friend, my heart's delight, my herald prince, my ideal of strength, prowess, skill, and fame. Yet, what a horror, what an infamy that I should live to see you die. A woman may be blessed with numerous sons. She may be rich in wealth, corn, and worldly goods. Yet, should she survive her husband's death, the world brands her as a widow. You wallow in torrents of blood and sleep so peacefully as if you were on your golden bed covered with blood-red silk. Alas, I cannot embrace you to my heart's content. Your body is so caked with dust, dirt, and blood. One shaft, just one, from Rama's bow brought down the towering grief and fear of Sugriva. The bitter enmity between you is now laid at rest, and he has scaled the heights of his ambition. Yon cruel arrow that clove your heart stands between me and my surging desire to clasp you to my heart. Alas, I can but stand aloof, an impotent spectator. Thereupon, Neela drew out the fatal dart from the heart of Vali, even as you drag out a huge serpent from its mountain cave. It flashed and flamed like the sun when he sinks to rest behind his western portals. Then blood gushed in torrents from the countless wounds as mountain cataracts that run through a bed of red ochre. Tara washed his mighty frame free of dirt and blood, all with her blinding tears. She gazed at her lord and husband, at whose name the worlds above and below trembled in affright. Now lying low, a helpless corpse covered with gaping wounds. She called out to Angada that stood by and said, Darling, let this last scene in your father's life, this death agony, terrible to behold, burn itself into your heart. The relentless hate between him and his brother Sugriva has borne bitter fruit, but too well. Your sire, whose body shone even as the rising sun, ruled this broad empire in glory and righteousness. The monkey world rested under the shadow of his arm in peace and happiness. And now he goes to stand in the presence of his maker, clasp his feet in humble reverence. Angada sprang forward, placed his hands and head at the feet of his dying sire, and cried, "Angada here offers his respects." Then Tara exclaimed, "Heart of my heart, see not your darling boy salute you. Would you not as to now bless him with a long life and happiness? I am a boy, voice forth our misery, even as a cow and its calf moan and love when the bull is slain by a lion. This fatal field is the hall of sacrifice. You have conducted successfully and gloriously the sacrifice of battle, and you take the purificatory bath, avabhrita, of death in the dark depths of Rama's arrow. But tell me whether your books allow you to undergo this bath without your lawful wife by your side. I see not the precious garland of gold that the Lord of the Celestials presented you with in admiration of your valor. The Lord of Day retires from mortal sight, yet his glory and splendor remain behind on Mount Meru. Even so, life is slowly ebbing away from you, yet the glory and majesty of royalty quits you not. Alas, if only you had heeded my well-meant advice. Oh, what would I have not given to keep you back from the fatal fight? I died, and my son and my beauty and my splendor with me, when you fell from the unerring shaft of Rama, and I am thrown upon the world, a poor, despised widow. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunavatiya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.